AP Sports, I'm Tom Merriam. Monday Night Football showcased the playoff contender and the non-contender. Bruce Morton was there for AP Sports.
A couple of big defensive plays made the difference in the Broncos' 41-32 win over Cleveland. This game was exhausting for everybody, including Denver coach Sean Payton.
Holy cow. There's some games go maybe in a direction you think they're going to go. Obviously, that one went in a much different direction. We did enough, made enough plays in the end to win.
Denver won despite Browns quarterback Jameis Winston throwing for a franchise record 497 yards and four touchdowns. But he also threw pick sixes to Nick Benito and Jaquan McMillan. The Broncos go to 8-5, while Cleveland falls to 3-9.
Plenty of off-the-field news in the NFL on Monday. Here's AP's Gethin Kulbaugh with three of the bigger items.
49ers running back Christian McCaffrey will not need surgery on his injured right knee, but he will miss the rest of the regular season. Coach Kyle Shanahan said McCaffrey will be out at least 6 weeks after injuring his posterior cruciate ligament in a loss to the Bills. Elsewhere, Aaron Rodgers will remain the Jets' starting quarterback despite speculation the team could bench him amid a 3-9 season. Texans linebacker Azeez Al-Shaair apologized on social media after his violent blow to Jaguars quarterback Trevor Lawrence's face mask led to him being carted off the field with a concussion.
The NBA featured four games on Monday night, including the Lakers being back in their original hometown of Minneapolis, where they played the city's current tenant, the Timberwolves. Adam Spolane reports on the action.
Rudy Gobert's 17-point, 12-rebound night helped the Wolves to a 109-80 win over the Lakers. Gobert shot 7 of 8 from the field, as the Wolves have won two in a row to get back to .500 through 20 games. Wolves head coach Chris Finch.
I think we got a lot of growth to do yet. I feel like this, we can get a better offensive chemistry for sure, no doubt about it. I do feel like we're headed in the right direction, but I do feel it's still a long way to go for us.
Julius Randle led the Wolves with 18 points, while Naz Reid and Nikhil Alexander-Walker added 15 points off the bench. D'Angelo Russell scored 20 points for the Lakers, but LeBron James was held to 10 points on 4 of 16 shooting.
The Hawks handed the depleted Pelicans their ninth straight loss, 124-112. Atlanta has now won four in a row. The Bulls routed the Nets 128-102, with three players scoring at least 20 points for Chicago. The defending champion Celtics took on their frequent playoff rival, the Heat. Here's Gethin Kulbaugh with the latest contest between the teams who have won four of the last five Eastern Conference titles.
The Celtics got back on track with a 108-89 win over the Heat one day after the conclusion of their seven-game winning streak. Jaylen Brown led all scorers with 29 points after missing Sunday's loss at Cleveland with an illness.
These games matter, even though we're in December and, we want to play into late June. These games matter, so I just had to push through it.
Peyton Pritchard scored 25 and Derek White 19 as Boston took the lead for good midway through the first quarter and led by as many as 27. Tyler Hero and Jaime Jaquez Jr. scored 19 apiece for the Heat, who suffered back-to-back losses for the first time since early November. Miami played without all-star forward Jimmy Butler due to knee soreness.
The NHL and college basketball after this. The NHL schedule had just three games, but one of them was the first meeting of the season in the Hudson River rivalry between the Rangers and Devils. AP's Mike Mancuso tells us whether the New York or New Jersey side of the river had a happier night.
The Devils came into Madison Square Garden and dominated their crosstown rivals with a 5-1 win over the Rangers. Jesper Bratt had three assists. He opened the scoring with his 12th goal, 1:27 into the first period.
I think that was something that we talked about and obviously knew that the start against this team is going to be very important, especially our speed and moving our feet. And I think that's kind of what happened early on. We moved our feet, we created chances off of that, and also some goals.
Jack Hughes scored twice and assisted on a Dougie Hamilton power play goal. The Devils have won 5 of 7. The Rangers have lost 6 of 7 and are only 6-5-1 at home.
Also on the ice, the Maple Leafs won an original six matchup with the Blackhawks 4-1. Auston Matthews scored his first goal since returning from an upper body injury that made him miss 9 games. The Stars edged the Utah Hockey Club 2-1 as Casey DeSmith made 34 saves. College basketball, the latest AP poll still has Kansas on top, but two-time defending national champion UConn plummeted from number 2 all the way down to 25 after losing 3 games last week. Auburn, the only other school to receive first place votes, is now number 2, followed by fellow SEC schools Tennessee and Kentucky. Marquette is 5th, followed by Iowa State, Gonzaga, Purdue, Duke, and Alabama. UConn did maintain its number 2 ranking in the women's AP poll, where UCLA remained as number 1. The latest college football playoff rankings will be released Tuesday night ahead of this weekend's conference championship games. Baseball, a couple of veteran pitchers signed with new teams. Frankie Montas, who split last season between the Reds and Brewers, is heading back to New York. The former Yankee signed a 2-year deal with the Mets. And Matthew Boyd is moving from the Guardians to the Cubs. Tom Merriam, AP Sports.